Well, what do we know? I mean, I was going to actually ask you what was new in terms of giving checkpoint inhibitors to people with autoimmune disease, but specifically, what do we know about scleroderma? I'm not sure I've seen anything on that.
Well, first of all, it's not that common a disease. Second of all, the only experience that's published is anecdotal, plus a couple of small series, one of which was published a year or so ago by Alex Menzies, who's from Australia. Good young guy. And Menzies probably treated around 50 some odd patients who had various types of autoimmune diseases. And actually, of the 56, only three or four of them flared so badly he had to stop the PD-1 inhibitor or ipilimumab. He tried both. Ipi was worse, caused more problems. Pembro or Nivo was better, which makes sense. They're more directed. And the bottom line is you can actually amazingly get away without killing somebody who has an autoimmune disease by using PD-1 inhibitors. I sure as heck would not give ipi/nivo to someone like that.
What about scleroderma specifically? Does that flare when you give a checkpoint inhibitor?
Well, in this guy, I think he slowly got worse.
But what about in this other series? Do they have any scleroderma patients?
I don't think he had scleroderma patients who flared. He did have scleroderma patients, and he thought that they were quiescent.
So we actually had a case come up in lung cancer where the patient had a long history of ALS, and they wanted to know, could you give a checkpoint inhibitor? Because I had heard previously that people are very, very nervous about giving it to MS. So what about those two entities?
Well, the only time I've ever treated someone with MS with immunotherapy was high-dose IL-2. And amazingly, I got away with it, but they did not have severe MS. Someone who has progressive, not relapsing, remitting, but progressive severe MS, I think you could kill them by giving them serious immunotherapy.
What about ALS?
Boy, that's even tougher. It depends on how sick they are.
But I mean, is that immunologic?
It may, we assume it probably is.
Is that right? Is the thinking ALS is immunologic?
It may be. And you would have to really push me to give someone with ALS immunotherapy. But if they did not have severe ALS, meaning they weren't at the point of being paralyzed, having breathing issues, I would gingerly, and they had no other options and they were going to die of melanoma, I would try pembrolizumab or nivolumab. I wouldn't give the combo.
That's kind of the thing that I've heard a lot about in a patient who, and we're not talking about adjuvant situation, but in a patient with metastatic incurable disease, regardless, that it's a consideration. But it seems, I do hear that people, whether it's Crohn's disease or whatever, that people are okay if they're not getting biologic therapy or aggressive therapy, they're stable, but they start getting very uncomfortable if they require more extensive therapy. Is that kind of the way you approach it?
Yeah, I would agree, Neil. And if I see a patient with active autoimmune disease, I cross my fingers and toes and hope that they're BRAF mutated so I don't have to think about giving them immunotherapy up front. I just had someone with active colitis. I had him come off steroids and go on vedolizumab, which is the alpha-4 beta-7 integrin antibody, which can control colitis without really being grossly immunosuppressive. And then I put him on BRAF-MEK. Thank God he was mutated. But if he fails BRAF-MEK, I'm going to have to take the plunge and give him Pembro or Nivo. That's going to be tough.